Should the U.S. allow Brazil, a country with foot-and-mouth disease, to sell some of its uncooked beef to this country?
We have received a lot of comments from concerned parties.
Agriculture Department Chief Economist Joe Glauber telling a House Ag Committee panel that the U.S. is proposing allowing imports of Brazilian beef from states in Brazil that have not had any recent cases of foot-and-mouth. Most U.S. cattle producers oppose it, fearing a foot-and-mouth outbreak. Glauber says the USDA has done a thorough science-based risk assessment, which says in this case there's virtually no risk of bringing foot-and-mouth into this country. Officials say science should prevail over fear or any other consideration because
we keep stressing to other countries to base import decisions and any sort of things based on sound scientific principles. We are concerned about bringing in a disease that could potentially be devastating. We also want to make sure that we're not just using a precautionary principle to keep things out, because we want to be held by the same standard elsewhere.
Lately, it seems everyone's been asking how disastrous the economic damage would be if foot-and-mouth disease were to be brought into this country by imported beef from Brazil. His answer to that question?
The appropriate question is, you know, what's the risk of having it?
Joe Glauber telling visiting farm broadcasters in Washington Tuesday he knows most U.S. livestock producers are against the proposal to let in uncooked beef from parts of Brazil which don't have foot-and-mouth. Producers are of the opinion that the risk would be too great. The USDA has been doing a strict and stringent risk assessment study, and Glauber says before that Brazilian beef is allowed in, the risk of foot and mouth coming in with it will have to be negligible.
There's no question that if you say, well, gee, what the heck, let's import something that potentially could bring in FMD. Well, that no one's going to do that. No one wants that. What the difference of opinion here is, I think, is on the risk assessment.
Glauber says if we're asking other countries to accept our products using science, not fear or selfish interests, then we have to be willing to do the same thing. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.